Blog Talk Radio.
Because you're relying on me, shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him the victory. Again and again, again and again, give him the victory. Oh, the conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion.
Everybody just hold on 1 second. Brother Water, you on? Brother Water. Hold on there, bud. Hold on, everybody. I think we on now, Brother Water. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, we on.
Oh, okay. All right. Bro Drew.
All right. Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. Bro Drew, you remember that little bitty book that my grandmother had that we studied out of it? I'm gonna recall it to you. I got the book. It's called The Science of the Mind.
Yeah, I remember that book.
Yeah, because we always thought, just like most people think, that the mind is part of your brain, and we never look at what mine is, the most people, but when you study an esoteric knowledge, excuse me, when you study an esoteric knowledge, and you esoteric knowledge you study up under the five W's, the one H in a chronological order, and use ethnology. Well, when you study that way, you don't make no mistakes. And so when we start studying what mind is, most people think mind is connected to the brain, and they're, no, that's not mine. Mind is defined with four words. That's the definition of mind is spoken in this language with four words. The key, Brother Drew, of esoteric knowledge is to know the definition of a word. In this language, we were taught to communicate in. See, this language here. A word that's widely used, but few can explain what is a mind. But when we put the five W's in a chronological order, that means that what you have when you study that other way, that means that you got a protocol. And see, when
okay, hold on, everybody. We got disconnected. Just 1 second. Back home, Brother Warren. Brother Warren, we on.
All right. The key to knowledge is to know the definition of words in this language. And see, when your mind is not M-I-N-E, you understand me real close, Brother Drew, when your M-I-N-D, because it's not M-I-N-E. And how you know that is the color of my skin, which is that of a human being. People look like me and you, Brother Drew, is human beings. You understand what I'm coming from? You there, Brother Drew? Brother Drew?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. Are we still connected?
Yeah, we still connected.
You got time to talk to me?
See,
when the color of your skin, Brother Drew, that's me and you, which is that of a human being, and your mind is that of a subhuman being, see, you got a problem, Brother Drew, to the point where it's a crisis in 2019. Of people that look like me and you, that's human beings, but has the mind and the ways of a subhuman being. And you got to know the difference between these beings. You see, Brother Drew, and first you got to understand the language. that these people spoke, that you, that me and you communicate in? Where the hell it come from? What was this language called? These are questions that when you have renewed your mind will go find the answer to the, to this, Brother Drew. When you have a renewing of your mind, through I share some knowledge with you through my travels of studying and stuff. The mind go through, your mind go through many changes of understanding. And when you're getting wisdom and knowledge and you're getting complete understanding, you'll come into a realm of thinking. But you got to live in a society where the subhuman is the master. You got all the power. So what you have to do is your mind has got to come up with a plan that you have to have thinking, my daddy taught me. That you got to have thinking. You get yours because you got to have thinking. And his old saying was, tell a cracker what he want to hear, but don't goddamn you believe it. The way you get over on a nigga, he say, make him think he getting something for nothing. And then he turn around and tell you he wrote the book on a nigga and a cracker. But I see what he talking about. These 74 years I've been on this earth, he ain't told me no lie about what he taught me. And it was a one-on-one basis with me. Don't know no goddamn body know what daddy taught me but me. Brother Drew. But I guarantee you, if I share some of the shit with you, you can see what the fuck he was talking about. when he tell you about a ghost-smelling, monkey-looking, rabbit-ass nigga and a cracker. you see their habits. See, when you study the history of it, see what's so killing about it, white folks brought all the books from the East to the West over here. And see, they told us they stole it in their history. But here's something, Brother Drew, from observation. You with me, Brother Drew?
Yeah, we're still on, Brother. Yeah. I'm listening. Go ahead.
See, here's what you and I know for a fact, if we only deal with facts, is the original human being that was here before 50,000 years ago when this planet got invaded with Mars and Japheth's children became subhuman beings and then they conquered us. We have this history. We have this story. This story is available now. We can see that there is 104 tribes that's living right here in the world in three hemispheres as when you speak, Brother Drew. The subhuman being, white folks, the genetic race of people, call them the uncivilized tribes. You got 104 of them. You got two in the southern hemisphere where you known as the land of Ham and Amalekia. You call it Africa now. You got two of them tribes living there. In the eastern hemisphere where Shem's people was, where you, the white folks renamed it India, they got two tribes. But in the western hemisphere, where your ass is now over here, in high land, Brother Drew, I'm in your country, you got 100 of them tribes in the Amazon in New Guinea, as me and you speak, the original people that came from the 19th galaxy, the Anunnakis. You got them right here. White folks call them the uncivilized tribe, and they made news a couple of months ago when they tried to take the hippie on the stick over there and got his ass killed. You remember the news, Brother Drew? That was in the news. But let's look at the mind, Brother Drew. Let's look at what is a mind. We ask ourselves some questions. What is mind? A mind is a school of thoughts. That's what a mind is. Now, a mind is given to you from a system that has been put in place for you by the federal government in a place called America. Do you understand what I'm saying? This is what a mind is. They take you at 3 years old and place you in a school system that has the mind of the American system. Now, the American system, school system, is up under the great seal of the United States of America. We're going to tell the story. The great seal of the United States of America is the seal and the signs and symbols of the Scottish Rite Masons, who was the 72 forefathers that began a country named America in Lodge Number 1 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, where they wrote a Bill of Rights, a preamble and a constitution in what they felt like a nation should be run upon the Scottish Rite belief of the three Ruffins and the ancient school system of the Sophites. And when you got that, and when you understand that, then you can, when we understand where our mind comes from, then we can understand where our thoughts come from. Because let's see how do a mind work, Brother Drew? Let's ask ourselves this. Your mind, which is your school of thoughts, which is your the way, is where you make your choices with. Your decisions is made with your mind based upon your intelligence. How do the mind work? The mind will start thinking. And see, when a baby is born, he's in his subconscious mind. He ain't in your conscious mind. You got people walking around right now ain't made it to the conscious mind, Brother Drew, because if you believe in God, hell, your mind ain't conscious. You still in subconscious with a subconscious mind with the thinking of a subconscious, a subhuman being. That's why you're still in a subconscious mind. If you believe there is God, which God is a Germanic word, and only the subhuman believes in that. You're still in your subhuman mind. I don't give a damn how many times you didn't change your name and what you say you know. You believe in God. Your mind is that of your oppressor, or that of the Germanic race of people, because this is your school system. You ain't got out of your mind yet. Some of your beliefs and your ways, a lot of it has gotten out of your mind, but it's still there. The mind, which is stored in the brain, which is memory, it'll start thinking. When the mind starts thinking, it'll get a thought, Brother Drew. Now, this thought will become an idea. You understand how this mind works, Brother Drew? You
yes,
with
sir.
Me, Brother Drew?
Yes, sir. You had to step out for a second.
Oh, okay. Okay. I was going to tell him that how the mind works. You start thinking, you get a thought, and you get an idea that when he saw you, Sister Drew, he started thinking. he back in?
Not yet.
Oh, yeah. And then he got a thought, Sister Drew, and
yes,
then
sir.
He had to sit down and get an idea of how he was going to tell you what he was thinking of what he had thought about or how he felt about you. And then he, when you got that idea, you have a plan. You plan out how you're going to do this. And then the plan becomes reality when you see it in motion. This is what is how you think on anything that you want to create. This makes you a creator. When you can start thinking, you have a thought, the thought become an idea. The idea is a plan. Now, what do you do in a plan? A plan calls for W-O-R-K, work. You got to work. Through you working your plan, working your jelly roll, it becomes a reality. And when it becomes a reality, you'll find out in a time period, was it a good or a bad choice? Because this is how thinking starts off, with a choice. You got a damn choice. And you have to make the decision on that choice based upon your damn intelligence. And when you got the intelligence of a subhuman, you can see, Brother Drew, where some people call themselves African Americans made some bad choices.
Right.
And you can see that some choices they made in 1960 when they became African Americans and integrated into the subhuman being. You can see in 2019, they made some bad goddamn choices, some super bad choices. They became Jane Brown and Superfly. And see, if you make these bad choices, then you become what you see in the XY millennium and Z generation of people born after 1970, Brother Drew. The people born after 1970, You can see that you made a bad choice when you integrate it. And And that's less than 1970, 30, that's 49 years ago. 49 years ago, in 49 damn years, you went from a soul sister and a soul brother to a bitch and a hoe and a dog and a fool and a low life. With your pants hanging down, killing each other. Black folks didn't used to kill each other, man. Black folks didn't do suicide. Not the Negroes that were colored people. They didn't call themselves black. You call them black, goddamn it. They whoop your goddamn ass. But this African-American who likes to be called black, shit, we're looking at your history. Your history started in 1960, but you came into high existence in 1970 with IST because you became a cuck, a hip-hop cuck. And so your cuck came with it what? A language, everything about it. Your culture carried. We've seen it right now, Brother Drew. And your culture, and see, your culture created a society of people that have a world of people that has created a whole damn world of people. The hip hop culture have, brother. Shit, it ain't a nation on people that people on earth, the civilized nation of people. They ain't got their hip hoppers. I seen the Eskimo hip hop. They show them on TV, brother. Dude, and they rapping and dancing like Michael Jackson, like black folks playing music. Playing the blues, singing jazz like black folks, Korean, all the Asians, I put it like that. They category out now all the Asians and all the Hispanic, which is, takes in the Latinos, Chicanos, Mexicans, and the old Mexicans. You know, white folks, we name everybody. So for me, do this, then you talking about psychological warfare. Because in your community, you had a society. And so when you have a society, and your society became a sect, the S-E-C-T, look these words up. So see, a sect is a group of people that break away from the original people. So Jesse Jackson broke away from the colored people that was Negroes. The colored people was the Africans that came over here and mixed their seed with the indigenous people, which was the Creek Nation and the Olmec. These was colored people. 1619, they put that in the Constitution, that they was colored people. They had mixed their seed with the Dutch, the Irish, the Scottish, the Englishmen, the Frenchmen. They had mixed their seed with them. All the Creek Nation and all the Olmec. The Negro is the Creek Nation of people, the 72 uncivilized tribes. So when you was a colored person, you were a nation of damn people. You had your own society. Our society is different from that of an African-American. And Jesse Jackson got the bright idea that Jesus was number one and the Democratic Party was number two in the African-American way of life, that he was black and proud and he was a black man, well, then you created a culture. In 2019, we are assessing your culture and prosecuting your ass. That's what we're doing, Brother Drew.
Right.
You see, the mind carries with it a spirit that has a behavior pattern. That behavior pattern creates an attitude. The attitude pick up the second law of nature and become either good or bad. After 12 years old of age, the mind will be complete and created a soul, goddamn hippie, of what he done seen and heard. So you can understand the children that's born at the year 2000 and the children that's born in 1980, so you can understand them a little bit better, what kind of mindset they got. They got a hip-hop mindset, which is that of a gangster. So the subhuman who was mobsters and gangsters in Chicago, and they made the first projects, when they made a project out of a nigga in 1950, they put him in Chicago. Now the Jets project became the Jets, then the Jets became the hood became the ghetto became the goddamn slums. So in 2019, we see that in Chicago and all the surrounding big cities, here you go, you the goddamn mob. You the Crip, you the Blood, you gangsters. That shit wasn't in our community. There wasn't Negro that was a color person. School of fucking thoughts. You know, so this is some facts that we know. That you're going to say that it ain't true. And nobody want to talk about it. And when you start talking about it to a goddamn Christian, he gets the nitty-gritties. Just like I told him, Brother Drew, you sitting up on it in the goddamn dead. And you say you're a Christian. When 20 scriptures in the Bible tell you don't honor the dead, there's no honor in the grave, don't honor the grave, dead, don't have prayer vigilance for the dead, don't make graven images, statues of Martin Luther King. I told him Robert Ashley yesterday on his show. The Bible very clear about this. Then in two scriptures in the Bible said, woe be unto you who call good evil and evil good. So that's what, if you're a Christian, the Bible call you a damn hypocrite. I told Robert that just like that. I'm tired of hearing this film procession and Christians and Muslims, Hebrew Israelites, that whoever this Nipsey, I ain't never heard of him. Then there's Aretha Franklin, then there's this view, that view, this view, this here, and I'm a Christian. And your book clearly don't tell you though you live an abomination. An abomination is heavier than damn sin. That's what your book say about your ghost smelling ass. Yeah, I'm just tired of listening to shit and you hollering you a Christian. And you ain't doing what your book say. Because your psychological warfare has been used on you. Now, when me and you was toddlers, Brother Drew, 45% of the toddlers born after 1970, the children born after 1970, 45% of them have mental illness on mind-controlling drugs. They're on pills, Brother Drew. 85% of the XY millennium and Z generation of people is on mind control and drugs. Did we have this kind of mentality in the 60s? Was this many goddamn niggas, soul sisters and soul brothers, suffering from mental illness in the 60s before 1970? Hell no. Look at your ass now. You the star. You the all-American star right now.
Uh-huh.
The all-American star, the hip-hopper. The hippity-going, hippity-hoppity down the goddamn bunny trail. You talking about you going to recuperate and you this and this. You going to do that. You ain't going to do shit. To be the same old nigga you was like that because you're mine. And a nation can't rise no higher than your female. And when in your culture, your female ain't a soul sister, she's a bitch and a hoe. And then you became a dog and a goddamn fool. Well, we're going to look in the dictionary and look up them goddamn words. And if you want to find hoe, you find it in the Bible. Matter of fact, you'll find the word ho, ho in, ho ish, Brother Drew. So, like I told Robert, I know who the ho is.
Uh-huh.
I know who you've been hoeing with, and I know that you are very ho ish, according to what your Bible say about you. And you say I'm cursing when I use them words. Oh, hell no, your Bible tells me about that. You say you're a Christian. I ain't no goddamn Christian. But if you tell me that you're a Christian, I'm going to put your book on your goddamn ass. Because your book calls you a hypocrite. Same way with a goddamn Muslim. You ain't doing what the Quran say. So your ass ain't a Muslim. Shit. As simple as that. There's some books all out on who you say you are. You say you're a Hebrew Israelite, you're a goddamn liar. Because you ain't doing what the Torah and the Tanakh say. The Talmud or the Mishlei. You ain't doing nothing what the books say. You don't even know what the hell I'm talking about. Shit. Much less know what the goddamn books say, Brother Drew. Same way with a Christian. He don't know what the fuck about the Bible.
Right.
Same way with a Muslim, a black one. He don't know nothing about the Quran. He don't know shit. And so mine is a school of thoughts. How the hell you think? But due to the fact that you psychological warfare have been used on you, you fell for the system. And we fall for the system every day, Brother Drew. I mean, a good book to read with me was the book of Proverbs. Big Mama used to have me reading Proverbs because they are old. Proverbs had wisdom and knowledge in them, if you could break them down. And they didn't come from no white man. They came from some human being using common goddamn sense. And in those Proverbs, there's many of those Proverbs that describes people and talk about people. And one of them that I like real well is Proverbs 1, verse 29. It says, Brother Drew, O ye simple ones, how long are you going to fall for simplicity? How long are you going to be this fool? You can see, Brother Drew, it's a pattern. I mean, right now, this is 2019. So how white folks treat somebody look like me and you, they got a long goddamn history record.
Right.
That tells you how they treat your ass when you become a politician. You the fall guy. When you become an entertainer, you better stay in your goddamn place, because if you get too big for your britches, we don't give a goddamn how much money that you done made. We'll bring something up against you, and if we can't find nothing against you, we put the IRS on your goddamn ass, and by the time your ass die, your black eye comes be broken a motherfucker. Yeah. You name me one that ain't. We got history. We got history, Brother Drew. We got history that every business, when we was colored people, that was Negroes, that every business that the colored people that Negroes had, that when you became an African American in 2019, the white man owned that motherfucker. You don't own it. This is through observation, Brother Drew. So we talking about what we done observed. Well, when we became African Americans. In 1970, you was 5% illiterate, Brother Drew. 5 damn percent. White folks was 3% illiterate in 1970. The year 2000, your ass is 95.96% illiterate when you integrated into them son of a bitches. How did that happen, Brother Drew? How did that happen?
Well, it'd be like the slave master.
How did that happen? And you as a black politician, a black leader, can't see what the fuck I'm talking about now, and there's stats on your ass. How come you couldn't see this? How come me and Brother Drew, two uneducated ass niggas, have to come tell you goddamn house niggas? Two field niggas have to come to them, Brother Drew. Two uneducated field niggas that like the cuss.
Yeah, they keep them distracted with all their
tricks
and
tongs
and money. They keep them distracted.
You better open up a can of whoop ass on your goddamn prim and proper collard green eating ass in the big house. If you're a politician, you're the fall guy. You just witnessed a whole bunch of that shit in Dallas, Texas.
Oh yeah, they let them get in. They send somebody to corrupt them, and they wait to use the little fool.
You, Bill Crosby. Shit, you can go on and on, Brother Drew. Mike Tyson, James Brown. What they did to him. Michael Jackson, the beloved. And then after he's man been dead, they still come up on you. You know what? Now we got to break this motherfucker some more.
they skillful fishermen. They know how to put some bait out there and know you're going to take it. They know
we got to drag his name through the mud just in case y'all done forgot. We got to put a little more mud on his name. You got to put a little more mud.
Oh, yeah. Never ends.
Yeah. See, I mean, these gangs is still here. They still redlining. They still using you as projects. I noticed some of the houses that were slummy looking houses, they done painted them. and try to paint them and look. The Mexicans know how to make that shit look good, but they're seeing the same old damn rat and roach in apartments, and they done went up in the black neighborhood to $800-$900 for a one bedroom apartment.
Right.
And you get mad at Donald Trump when he said that he finna, these private people was rent was too high for the elderly people and poor folks in the apartment. He said, man, that's nothing but theft. Well, Donald Trump wasn't lying on that. The Pope criticized Donald Trump for wanting to build a wall. And everybody was, who the Pope? Who is the goddamn Pope? Let's look at the Pope, Brother Drew. The Pope done killed more people in the name of Jesus Krishna, Jesus slash Jesus Christ, than anybody in the world, and build more walls and bridges than any person in the world. The Promos Maximus have. We got your goddamn history. You talk about, and you say Donald Trump ain't a Christian because he want to put up a wall. Well, your ass ain't a Christian either. Because look how many walls and bridges you done built. Look how many people in the name of the Roman Catholic Church that you done killed off, and they ain't here no more. Because you got 400,000 tribes, and I got every goddamn name of them that was over here in the Western Hemisphere that was killed out by the white man. Brother Drew, all the Pepper Plain people was killed by the white people. Came over here with the smallpox and they killed them out using this target practice. Kill all the buffalo just for the hide. The Comanches was the greatest nation of people over. More Comanches over here than anybody in the 72 tribes. Now the Comanches still is a lot of Comanches over here, but they ain't the biggest tribe now, the Seminole here. But they wasn't. The Seminole wasn't the biggest tribe. It was the Comanches. And the Comanche had slaves like a motherfucker. The Comanches, they was their life white folks on the slaves' ass. And see all of this history, Brother Judy, this history is here. This history is here. You can't bullshit and job us no more. But that's because we renewed our mind. And the key to the mind is you got the will, W-I-L-L, your mind, to do what you know is right. And right now you can see. Especially if you're conscious. And when you're conscious with me, is a person that know that God was created by man. God did not create man. Man created God. When your mind become conscious of that, then it's conscious mind. You ain't in your subconscious mind no more. Because you have graduated completely out of the thinking of a subhuman being and his language. You have completely graduated. And just like I was talking to Cole the other day, see, the Orishas, why are you calling the Orishas gods? Because the Orishas is not gods. That was an Ifa. This naming the Orishas gods, this is some new shit. I told Cole about that. Cole said, well, I know you right, the white brother. I said, but my ass, but you got to teach the right damn way. The Orishas, which you say in Ephi, which white folks call God, they didn't understand it. Human beings didn't worship God. They had symbolized statues and shit of certain seasons and certain people and certain beliefs in that way of life, which was the Yoruba way of life, Ifa. But they didn't believe in no gods. And they didn't believe in it. And white folks called that hoodoo and voodoo. Shit. But they practice voodoo. Shit. And the reason it's voodoo is because you got some white in that. You start saying that they were gods, so you made it voodoo. See, if you notice that all voodoo religion of the human being religion, it has the Roman Catholic Church belief in it, or ritual in it, like Santa Maria, all your Jamaicans and voodoo, it's got Christianity in it. Harambe, well, this not Harambe, this what you call that? That thing that they do 14 days in December, the black folks do?
Kwanzaa got
5 different religions in there. You got Christianity, Islam, Judaism. It's got Hinduism and Ifa in it. You got 5 different religions in the celebration of that, meaning that those 5 religions conquered somebody that looked like me and you.
Yeah.
I went to the Kwanzaa fest
Martin Luther King a couple of years ago, man, and it wasn't even no black people there. It's a whole new people that took over Kwanzaa.
They commercialized it.
The radio station got Kwanzaa.
That's what I was telling you. Looking like you, if it's making some money, he steps in and take it away from you.
Right.
And he'll put 2 or 3 Negroes in charge, and call them big shot Negroes, you know, and then he'll catch them in some and bust them down to parade with us. That's what the white boy do. I mean, he's a genius at that. I mean, like I said, oh, you simple ones, how long are you going to fall for the shit? He ain't going to stop treating you like that, so you have to know how to operate in his system. And the operating in his system is you become your nation in his system. You had to first know what the system was. You was once a nation. If you hold America to the Constitution, you're supposed to have Oklahoma. Supposed to be your state. But you got to hold the African Americans and the Negroes and colored people that have to get together and hold them accountable for that and sue them in national court. Because we got to become a nation of people. Farrakhan's trying to do it, but he's moving too slow. You got to pick it up. They got to pick up that, because when the New World Order come in, you got to be a nation. You can't be a person like me and you over in another nation of people worshiping another god. And so I hope the Ethel Davis student learned something, how the mind works and what is a mind. And you have to understand your mind was given to you at 3 years old. And they started me at 6 years old. But if you born after 1970, your mind, they start at 3 years old with your child. And each person that look like me and you got to understand what we just talked about, because you are a casualty of war. That's what you are, and your mind is that of a casualty of war. Until next week, I say Shema Yahweh Yah Arinya Ika Kamaria.